Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orin Coin Podcast. This is day 17 of my 30-day challenge, where I'll be making one podcast episode every day. Today's episode is about maintenance, and I want to talk to you about what happens when you have a lot of content that you need to distribute around. So let's get right into it. So if you've been listening to the other episodes in the series, you know that in 2020, I started my YouTube channel, and soon after, I started my podcast, Geek Peek. That podcast currently has about 48 episodes. But the funny thing is that all of the episodes exist on YouTube, but on my podcast host, I have about 28 episodes, which means that at some point along the way, I did not manage to distribute the episodes correctly and managed to get to a point where I've now missed publishing some of the episodes to actual podcast hosts, but all of the episodes are on YouTube. Now, that's something that you don't want to happen to you. So here's what I learned from the experience and how I'm going forward. And again, this is just what I do. You can draw inspiration from this, and it won't necessarily work for you as well. So what I started doing is actually using a Trello board, which means that now, every time I want to publish a new episode, it has to go through these stages. And some of the stages is publishing to YouTube, publishing to podcast host, publishing transcripts, publishing subtitles, creating a thumbnail. All of those are steps along the way. It does mean that I have some maintenance work to do now, where I will have to take all of the missing episodes and publish them on the podcast host and make sure that their description is updated, that they have a link at the bottom to subscribe, and also that their episode number is also updated across the series. But that's some back-end work. That work is finite. It will end after I finish it. And for a long time, I was procrastinating, sitting down and actually checking what I have on my podcast host list and what I have on my YouTube playlist. And yesterday night, I actually did it. And now I know which ones are missing on my podcast host. So that's already an improvement, because now I can actually go and move one by one and publish them over there. And I can always change the order and the seasoning, and like, this is season one, this is season two. I can always change that. But what I wasn't able to wrap my head around was this unknown work. But it's not really unknown, because it's only 47 episodes here and 28 episodes here. But still, my mind wouldn't let me dive into it until I did it yesterday. That's something that you should consider. Avoid doing work that is not part of a larger process. Once you do work in a larger process, it's always easier to manage, because you have the process and you can trust the process. And you don't move your Trello ticket from one stage to the next unless you did what that says. When you publish a podcast on a weekly basis, or even bi-weekly or monthly, it's pretty easy to go through all of these episodes. And especially for me, now that I'm working on season 3, I'm going to be able to do all of the work before the episodes even air, because my intention for season 3 is to make sure that all of the episodes are already scheduled to publish on all of the platforms whenever we want to publish an episode before I even air the season, which means that I'll have all of the episodes edited and ready to go, but won't publish them until we air the season. So I think that's it for me today. I just wanted to share a little bit about how maintenance and doing some back-end work is so important going forward, because otherwise you create that extra work for yourself that you could have prevented if you were just working within a frame and within a process. So I hope that's helpful for you. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Join my newsletter if you want to see more in-depth content creation advice. comment below if you have any questions or feedback. And thank you again so much for watching. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.